In the NFL, Sunday night, it's the Seahawks and the Rams. Seahawks coming in at 10-2. Rams at 7-5. Mike, everyone thought the Rams were going to be the team to beat this year after that Super Bowl appearance last year, but they've fallen way off. Seattle sitting at 10-2. Russell Wilson's had a solid year, but they don't seem to be getting much respect right now.
They don't. Well, one reason Seattle doesn't get a lot of respect, I mean, the Hawks are 10-2, but no team in NFL history has posted a 10-2 record with such a small point differential. 9 of their 10 wins by only one score.
You know, it's funny. A lot of times when you want to give – you're looking at teams and you're saying, let's evaluate this team, and you say, oh, you know, man, they're a good team because – they win close games. But now the Hawks 10-2, they're winning close games, and that seems to be a detriment.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. Their two losses were both at home, so they're on the road here, and one would think that that's to their advantage. Maybe a little less pressure and lower expectations. In Seattle, they lead the NFC West now because they beat Seattle in overtime last month. And the 49er coach, he could have played for a tie, and instead of being the second seed, now they're fifth, but he didn't, and that's where they are. And you talked about the Rams competing in the Super Bowl last year, and Coach Jared Goff, he just has not looked the same since that Super Bowl loss.
He has not, and you go back and you look at that game. You know, they came in, they were the offensive darlings of the league last season, and the Patriots just came in, and Belichick just shut them down. And they have not been able to get their confidence back, both Jared Goff as an individual and the Rams in general as an offensive team.
Right, and I think the Rams are in trouble long-term because they have hundreds of over $100 million tied up in Goff and Gurley, and there's no way Gurley's 100%. As for this game, Seattle opened as a 2.5-point road favorite. The game is now a pick. And I know I just got through talking about all the negatives on the Rams, but at pick, I might lean to the Rams here.